This is Ray Gustafson, and we have a special edition of Robotics Roundtable tonight. We are live from the field house at St. Joseph High School, getting set for the big first robotics competition going on. We'll be talking about that coming up tonight. This special edition of Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. And as every week when we get together for Robotics Roundtable, I'm always joined by my co-host here, Tim Denai. How you doing tonight, Tim?
Excellent, Ray.
Yeah, why are we here tonight? Is there something special going on at St. Joseph High School this weekend?
So this is week two of the first robotics competitions, which are happening across the state, and we're very happy to host 40 teams from across the state for our competition. So competition will be held in the high school gymnasium, and right now we're in the field house, and we're overlooking our version of a NASCAR pit. 40 teams are set up with their pits preparing their robots for tomorrow's competition, and everything is open to the public and free of charge. It's definitely worth coming in to see.
I was just about to say something about, you know, if you just come by and see me, I'll let you come in for free, but you kind of blew that for me. So
you could probably collect some cover charge there.
That's what I'm thinking here. So if you want to pay, you can see me here.
Yeah, and speaking of paying, so we've got we have some sponsors that you hit at the beginning, but we've got a special one here. Kettering University is the sponsor of the show. We went from two sponsors last year to six total this year. And Kettering University in Flint, Michigan, so a little ways away from us here in St. Joe, came out as a sponsor. And we have Scott Travis, who is with the admissions, that we're going to talk to in a little bit. And then also we've got a Kettering University student, Ben Luckett. And we're going to let Ben tell us a little bit about his history. But first, Scott, welcome to the area. And how far did you travel and how long did it take you to get here?
It actually wasn't too bad. I got here in less than 3 hours, and the wind was a little bit behind me this time, so that's helpful.
Very good. So we do appreciate you coming here. So what inspires you to travel from Flint to St. Joe and do the 3-hour drive?
Well, Kettering is going to go wherever FIRST Robotics is, and we participate in competitions really all over the nation. We're always going to be at states, and we're going to go to a lot of regional events outside of Michigan as well, and even the World Championships. We're going to be in both St. Louis and Houston at both of those events this year as well. In particular, I wanted to come here. This is a great event. I was here last year as well, and I think we're just anxious to meet as many students as we can at these particular events. They are tomorrow's scientists and engineers, as we all know.
So, just roughly, I mean, the number of students, an incoming class at Kettering University, if you had to throw a number, a percentage that participate in FIRST, and maybe how you've seen a growth in that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's been a huge amount of growth just in the number of years that Kettering has been on board, which is, we're actually in our 18th year as a partner with FIRST Robotics. Last year, our incoming class, we had about 22% of our incoming class came out of FIRST Robotics. So it's a huge portion of, well, really, it represents a big portion of our campus. Not necessarily because these students are involved in robotics, but they're involved in problem solving. They're involved in, you know, collaborative efforts, and they're involved in a lot of hands-on activity, which is what we're all about. We're a STEM university, and all of our classes, all of our labs really, really hinge on those factors.
Okay, excellent. And so we want to give a little bit of some airtime to Ben Luckett. So Ben, maybe introduce yourself to the vast community of St. Joe, who should already know you, but maybe you, your association with St. Joe High School, the Average Joes, and Kettering University.
Awesome. So I started out at St. Joseph High School in 2009, and that was when I was a freshman. I didn't really know what I wanted to do coming into high school, but that's when our team was founded, Team 3620. It was our first year as a rookie team. We didn't really know what we were getting into at that point, and throughout that year, we learned a lot, and we went to our first competition in Waterford, and we actually won that competition, which I think was the turning point for me in knowing that STEM and problem solving and the teamwork that was in FIRST was what I wanted to develop as a professional and as a student moving forward. So that was probably the biggest step for me. And then from that, I did FIRST Robotics again for 3 more years and ended up being a driver on the team. And I was a lead in design and all of those aspects of FIRST Robotics really led me to develop personal skills that aligned very well with the way Kettering's curriculum is set up, because they focus primarily on firsthand experience, on the job learning, and then problem solving with real world problems.
Explain the on the job learning a little bit to me. What does that entail?
Okay, so if you don't know, Kettering has a pretty unique system where you will actually do a co-op program that's more extensive than your standard internship. You'll find a company that will sponsor you, and with that company you will work for them for 3 months, and then you will alternate to do 3 months of academic work.
And you can go ahead and give a plug here. Who's the company locally that you work for?
So I was actually picked up my senior year at the St. Joseph FIRST Robotics Competition by Dane Systems at the time, which is now JR Automation. They pulled me directly out of that competition, and I had an interview a week later, and then that's where I started my co-op experience. The day after I graduated from high school, I started learning real-world problem solving and working in a team in the workplace before I had even started classes at Kettering.
Now, you mentioned the real world problem solving, and that how did when you got into robotics, how did that train you to get into that real world thing? How did being on the robotics teams train you to do stuff like that?
Well, each year in robotics the game comes out and there's lots of challenges, and you end up coming up with an engineering plan and you want to problem solve through each aspect, but anybody who's made a plan to overcome a challenge knows that that plan probably never sees the light of day all the way through the end of the plan. So the greatest thing FIRST Robotics taught me was the ability to adapt and overcome every challenge relentlessly. If one idea doesn't work, you learn to find another solution and be willing to try that solution every time. And so I can then directly take that from FIRST Robotics into the workplace, where not every customer is going to have all the information you need, not every supplier is going to have your solution, so you have to be willing to pursue that unique solution every time for every problem. And that's what makes you a good engineer, a good problem solver, and the best teammate you can be to whatever team or any project you're working on.
I want to ask Scott, if you could talk a little bit about, because we'll wrap up in a little bit with you guys, but I want to talk a little bit about the FIRST Community Center. And even after you mentioned a little bit, Ben, you could talk about that FIRST Community Center and what that's like to have that facility. Scott?
Yeah, so Kettering is, we're pretty steeped in FIRST Robotics throughout campus. We do have a community center that was opened about 3 summers ago. And we host 8 different teams that actually build there. And they're mentored by Kettering students. And we have a couple of full-time employees that are helping out in that center as well. We host a couple of district events each year, a kickoff event, an off-season event. And it's just, we do so much of it because the students really enjoy it, and our campus just really enjoys kind of, it's a very energetic group and a very creative group, and it's all about, you know, really fostering that innovation. That's what Kettering is really known for. Our namesake is an incredible innovator. And this high school students that are taking part in the community center, they really tap into that kind of energy, and they bring their own energy, and it's in a pretty exciting place.
So Ben, maybe just comment before we go to break what you thought when you saw that FIRST Community Center. We have a decent sized shop here available for you to utilize with the average Joes, but what did you think when you saw that community center and the machining area and everything that they have?
The greatest impact I saw initially was the collaborative effort that Scott mentioned earlier. That's huge at Kettering. It's huge for the environment there. Is everybody is working together to solve problems. Yes, you're competing against each other, but just like in FIRST Cooperation, Kettering really fosters the idea that you can be competitive with someone else and still work in close proximity with them. And that really sets you up to work in the workplace, because you're not always going to get along with everyone, but at the end of the day, you're all working towards problem solving.
Scott, when students graduate, what's the workforce like? What do they typically go into when they graduate?
So Kettering is all laboratory sciences, computer sciences, a whole lot of engineering. We have a math program and a business program. The business program caters specifically to all those other industries. So it's pretty high tech. It's very modern. It's very forward thinking, and that's I think what really attracts freshmen to campus to begin with. It's a very innovative place, and there's a strong entrepreneurial spirit that just is pervasive just throughout campus. That students kind of feel as soon as they're there. And that's, I mean, between the work experience, the students are going to graduate. When they graduate, whether it's a mechanical engineering degree or a chemistry degree or a business degree, they're going to graduate with 2.5 years of paid work experience to go along with that degree. So they know exactly what field they want to go into because they've already tried it out. And that just gives the students such a huge advantage going into the work phase.
And there's one thing I wanted to, and Ben, you and I talked about this a little bit earlier today, but there's always that opportunity. As we go through in life, you know, Scott and Ray and myself, a little bit older, we've had different opportunities to take a different career path. And Ben and I talked, you've had some time now experiencing work with JR Automation, but there's also another interest that you may have where this experience still helps you for potentially looking at other options down the road. So one, are you tied to the company you're working with? And do you have other interests that have been piqued while you're at Kettering?
So to speak about being tied to that company, there's nothing bonding you to any co-op company at any time. Obviously, you want to finish out your terms and you want to work with those people as best you can. But if that company's not doing what you want and it's not developing your professional career the way you want it to, there's always the ability to adapt and to change companies. But the benefits are definitely reaped by sticking it out with a company and really learning how you're going to work in the workforce and whether your degree is really what you want to achieve at Kettering. Because you're going to learn things in your academic classes and then you're going to directly be able to apply those in the work environment. And that is more important than any test or any book you'll read, is being able to directly apply everything you're learning. That really reinforces it. So from that perspective, while I could graduate and immediately go into the workforce, having that knowledge of problem solving and real world experience also puts me ahead of the game when it comes to research or even pursuing a higher education, because other students come out of other universities and they have lots of academic experience, but they don't have that problem solving or team building experience that you really do achieve through going through the co-op process.
Excellent. So we're probably going to take a bit of a break, but I just want to commend Ben, because probably 20 minutes ago, Ben said, I don't know what I'm going to say and who wants to hear anything. Well spoken. Good job. And Scott, thank you very much for making the trip.
Sure.
Thank you for sponsoring the show, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much
for
having
me. All right, we will take a break. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by, of course, Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. Tim, coming up after the break, what are we going to be talking about here? We're live from St. Joseph High School from the Fieldhouse.
And we've got students from Team 5462 out of Pawpaw and Team Excel 2474 out of Niles.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more Robotics Roundtable live on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, 7:24 on a Thursday night. It's Ray Gustafson and Tim Denai with a special edition of Robotics Roundtable. We are live here from the Fieldhouse at St. Joseph High School because there's a big robotics competition, and Tim's going to talk about that a little bit more in a bit. But Robotics Roundtable on WSJM brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. And Tim, I know we started off the show this way, but if people just tuned in, why are we here? What's going on this weekend at St. Joe High School?
So this weekend is the week two of the competition season for FIRST Robotics, and that is the high school age level competition. Pretty much all of the teams that are going to be here tonight, 40 teams, this is the first competition for them. So they've gone through a six-week build season where they've built their robot, designed, built their robot, put it in a bag, and then this week they had the opportunity to pull that robot out of the bag and do a little bit of work to it, and now they're going to come here and see if all that hard work that they've put in if that really means something. So what we see tonight is teams have unloaded. Each team has a pit. So this is like our mini NASCAR. We've got teams that are getting the robots ready to go. We've got a practice field that's here in the pit area. And then in the competition gym, we have the full-size field that's set up. So we've got robots, I don't know, are robots starting to run out there? So we've got some practice sessions that are going on tonight. And then tomorrow, we'll have opening ceremony. And we'll be going from 10:30 all the way to at least 8 o'clock with competitions in that gym that are wide open to the public and free of charge.
And it goes on all day Saturday as well, then?
That is correct. We'll start up Saturday sometime around 9:30, maybe opening ceremony there, and then competition. Hopefully concluding around that 5:30 time frame. It will be the most excitement you'll ever hear in a high school gymnasium.
And we're live here till 8 o'clock tonight. And if you stop by and see me, I'll get you a ticket to get in for free to the... Oh, wait a minute, Tim.
That's free, right?
It's already free.
It's free, yeah.
Okay. So it's did I say that enough times that it's free?
It's exactly free.
If you have never seen a robotics competition, boy, and you've got even if you can only just take a half an hour or an hour out of your weekend, either tomorrow or Saturday, you need to stop by at St. Joseph High School here and check this out, because it is absolutely amazing to watch what takes place here. We've got some stars sitting at the table with us, Tim.
Yeah, so come check out the robotics competition. If you peel off a half hour, spend 10 minutes watching the show and 20 minutes coming into the pits and talking with the students. So what I want to do is I want to introduce some of the students here, or let them introduce themselves. I have representatives from Team 5462 out of Paw Paw, and then Team 2474 out of the Niles area, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves. And we're going to start off ladies first. So go ahead up to the microphone and introduce yourself, your name, where you're from, and maybe what grade you're in.
I'm Mara Anderson. I'm from Paw Paw, and I'm a junior.
I'm Benjamin Van Rokel. I'm from Paw Paw, and I'm a senior.
I'm Bailey Bakerson, and I'm from Niles, and I'm also a senior.
I'm Alex Jasper. I'm a senior at Niles High School.
Okay, so we got a couple of seniors, and then Mara, you said what
was junior.
A junior, okay. And have you participated before, Mara, in robotics?
Yeah, this is my third year participating. I started when actually the team started up at our school.
So what do you do on the team?
Right now I'm in marketing, so I do a lot of the marketing stuff. I also helped with electronics this year, so that was new.
Okay, so you said marketing. So what do you have to do in marketing?
So we have to get sponsors.
Real close.
And
so do you go out and give presentations?
Yes.
So how familiar with that process were you before you ever started doing this?
I didn't know anything about that.
So a little bit of nervous the first time?
Yeah.
And then, okay, so Ben, do you go out and do any of those presentations also when Mara goes?
Well, sometimes, but I don't really focus on the marketing aspect of things too much.
What do you do on the team?
For the past 3 years, I've been doing programming and wiring.
And were those programming, was that what got you interested in that aspect of being part of the team?
Well, my dad is a software engineer at Dematic.
Okay.
So he's always sort of had it around the house, and I've just sort of picked it up. And then when we founded the team, both me and Mara, it was something that we had to do, so I sort of picked it up.
Somebody's got to do it. So do either of you, are your parents involved as mentors at all?
My mom isn't really a mentor, but she shows up and helps at a lot of events. She helps shuttle kids. And
so your mom's a mentor. Mom is. I heard the phrase last year. I know if you remember this, Ray. There was Carrie Brunsting. If she's listening, she's with the Average Joes, and she threw the term out on us, which was NEMO, and it was like non-engineered mom organization. And moms that, even though they're not of the technical, skill set, they still do a ton to help a team. So, and I'm sure you guys would agree with that. The guys from Team 2474. So Bailey, what do you do with the team? And you said you're a senior. How long have you been involved with the team?
This is my first year for robotics.
Okay.
I had a slight dab when I was little, just in Legos, but this is the first time I was actually brought into it. My parents was like, hey, you should try this out. This is pretty good. And I thought it was kind of a thing. But then when we started going at it, I honestly wish I could have known about it freshman year.
So when you said it was kind of an eh thing, define eh.
I didn't know about it, and I thought it was...
Did you think it was a bunch of nerds?
Well, I'm also a nerd, so...
And And the reason I say that is because oftentimes people think that, and that's the thing we want to get away from people thinking, is if you come to this event, yeah, we may be slightly nerdy, but I'm telling you what, there's a lot of ingenuity, and there's a sport piece to it also. And I don't know if you guys have gotten to see Alex looking like maybe at any videos or anything, but the sport piece of it, where there's a competition that's happened here, right? You guys are here to win, correct?
Correct.
So talk a little bit about what your team does building a strategy to hopefully win and be successful in the game.
I think we've kind of decided that we're hoping to pick an alliance where we can work with gears mostly and get points with that.
So I'm gonna throw in a couple things here. You said you're going to pick an alliance, all right? So tell me a little bit about what an alliance might be and what that means to somebody who's listening. So Ben, I'm going to ask you, what's a definition of an alliance?
All right, so in FRC, the alliances are made up of three teams, and during the qualifiers, they're all randomly selected, and then once it gets into the playoffs, the top eight teams get to pick their alliances to go at it for the number one spot.
So at any point in time, you two at this table, you know, Pawpaw and Team Excel could be working together as teammates or an alliance member, and then the very next match, you could be competing against each other, correct? Bailey?
Yeah, correct. It's an interesting concept. It's like a lot of people come up to be like, so you were on a team with them, and now like the next match you're going to come up and fight them. What are you going to do with that? And a lot of the experienced people here, like the Green Engineers down there, somebody's been there for 4 years, and they're like, it's just a part of it, and that's... You just love that part about it.
So the part that's good about it that I think I've seen, and Mara, you've seen this probably, you know, being around, you guys have seen a team that you're competing against in one match may be helping you and literally come to you with a part that you need to make your robot go again. Have you seen anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I think that's one of my favorite parts about the competition is how nice everyone is to each other. You're competing against them. You want to be number one. But yeah, everyone still comes together to help each other to get to that spot because everyone wants the same goal.
So Ben, what's a term for that niceness? Let's see if you can get this right.
Is it cooperation?
Cooperation's one. I'm going to ask you guys if there's another term also.
Oh.
It's two words. GP.
Gracious.
Yeah.
Gracious professionalism.
Gracious professionalism. And Ray, we've talked about this in the past. Gracious professionalism is really the golden rule. Do good unto others. And that that really shines through here. I can tell you, I've seen it already several times tonight. Just somebody needing something. I forgot a component. Don't worry. I have that piece. Have you guys heard? We're in the pits, so we hear pit admin. Have you heard any announcements? Anybody? You guys can just speak up for people offering things or needing assistance. Have you heard that all in the pits?
Yeah, somebody actually came up to us asking for some sliders for the robot, and coming prepared to this, we also have a couple, like a side box of stuff if people need anything.
And then have we seen that before, Ben? Have you seen that common where you have extra parts and you just loan those parts to somebody?
Yeah, usually it's something small, such as like just a bit of extra wire or something like an electronic component that we get back eventually, or don't get back, but...
And probably come to the event knowing there's a good chance you won't get that back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to jump back to Alex here because we jumped across the table but asking. So, Alex, maybe speak a little bit to the mentors that help you guys because you're spending a lot of time here, but these mentors have full-time jobs. And how have you worked with the mentors? Maybe who specifically have you worked and what have you learned from them?
Definitely mentors were a must-have. They've done a lot for us, especially this season since we have such a small team.
How many people on the team?
I believe we have six and we have two more join us.
Okay.
Bailey's dad actually helped us out this year, and he's been a major component of our build team. And then as long as our two coaches.
And then Bailey, I mean, so we talk about mentors helping. What are they, you know, is this, they do it and say, this is how it's done and you don't touch the robot? Or what pieces, you know, what's the part where you start doing things?
For the first week there, first couple weeks actually, it was, they're there to help if you ask.
Okay.
Is basically how it goes down. So like Mike and Rick, which are...
So it's Mike Stewart and...
Mike Stewart and Rick Miller.
Okay.
They're very helpful for helping us out on this team. And how it kind of goes down is the group of us are going together. Like the first week, we were planning, evaluating on how this competition was going to go down and what we were going to try and do for it. And then we'd ask them, hey, is this, like, I personally didn't know much about robotics.
Okay.
I had a general idea, but it wasn't a thing. But they know, like, they've been there.
Right.
A couple,
And Team Excel, being a smaller team, Ray, I think I told you I judged at the state competition last year. I watched Team Excel get into, I want to say, the semifinal round. And then also at the Worlds competition, we had the Average Joes, the Green Engineers that were mentioned, and Team Excel were all in the semifinals. There's eight playing fields. Each of our area teams made it to the semifinals. So the small six-member team, the little train that Ken or whatever the saying goes there, size of team doesn't matter. It's that skill set that I think that the teams get to be able to do some of these things. So, Ben, I want to talk a little bit about three-year-old team for Paw Paw, correct? And you guys were, so what got you interested, both of you, Ben and Mara, in being a part of that first year when Paw Paw had a team?
So basically how it went is we had a math teacher who's not with us anymore. She moved away.
Okay, she moved away. That had a bad sound to it.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to sound like that. But, yeah, she moved away. And basically that first year, we were all called down to her room during a flex period during the day, which is basically either when some people have lunch or some people don't have lunch. And we were called down, and she had just pulled up the 2014 game. And she was playing it on the projector, and we were all super interested, and we were like, what's this? And she was like, what do you guys think about starting a robotics team? And we're like, yeah, let's start a robotics team.
So, Kara, we're going to continue after the break. We'll just continue with that. What you first thought when you saw that. And Ray, we'll let you turn it over here.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. Well, this is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM, brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We'll take a break and be back more with a special edition of Robotics Roundtable live from the Fieldhouse here at St. Joseph High School on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. ...7:39 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM, a special edition of Robotics Roundtable. We're live from the Fieldhouse here at St. Joseph High School for Robotics Roundtable, brought to you by Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lake Michigan College, Gation Manufacturing, and the good folks at Kettering University. We're doing a special edition tonight because there is a big robotics competition going on here at St. Joseph High School this weekend. This is Ray Gustafson, along with Tim Dunai, And Tim, the big robotics competition going on this weekend, and I'm going to keep plugging this thing because if you stop by, we're at the Fieldhouse up on the second level. If you come by here in the next 20 minutes and you see me, I'm going to give you a free ticket to get into the big competition this weekend. Otherwise, it's normally how much to get into the competition?
It's free, Ray.
It's free.
Oh, quit trying to take credit. Okay. It's free.
All right. It's just free. If you've never seen a robotics competition, Tim, think back many, many years ago, back when the world was in black and white, when you were small, about... What was your first robotics competition that you experienced?
I can tell you it was 2011. This event started out in Niles. We met with Wayne Bohr and the Niles team on Tuesday. Wayne Bohr was very instrumental in bringing it into the Southwest Michigan area. And I walked in and I was totally blown away by the fact that one of the teams that I went to interview as a judge, I asked one of the students what he was doing on that particular team, what his job was. And mind you, he was hands deep into the robot, trying to get it rebuilt. And he just motioned his head away and said, I'm not on this team, I'm a part of that team over there. And the moment I saw that it was a whole different level of understanding of what this was. This was more than just building robots. This is them building their character and skill set continuing on into the future.
I want to get back to talking with the kids that are here with us. But if you if someone was to come out this weekend, tomorrow or Saturday, what do they expect to see?
The hook, you're going to come into the competition gym and you're going to see a full-size basketball court that's going to have the game. The theme is Steamworks, and it's around a steampunk theme. So that's the name of Steamworks and steampunk. And if you've seen steampunk, if you're even not aware of what steampunk is, just Google it and go take a look at some of those costume designs. You'll see that in the design of robots and the design of the pit and what the students are wearing. There's judged awards that they get for that. So that's the piece that hooks you. You come in, you see that competition, an alliance of three robots in blue competing against the alliance of three robots in red. But then take the time to come in and talk to the pits of 40 teams that are building those robots, designing those robots. As we've been talking with the students here, this is the students working with the mentors, and in a lot of cases, it's the students jumping forward and the mentors just stepping back and watching as the students grow. We talked a little bit about, before the break here, Ben, and we talked about at Paw Paw, how you guys got introduced. And Mari, you were in that same classroom where a teacher revealed to you, here's a video from the previous year's game. What did you see and what did you think from that moment right there?
I actually had previous knowledge of FIRST because I went to my dad's work and they had a team in there that they sponsored, and so I kind of already knew a little bit about what it was, but I didn't know much.
So where does your dad work?
He worked at Dana.
Okay, at Dana Corp. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I just want to let him give a plug there.
When we got brought in to like and watch this video, I was like, I remember this. I wanted to do this. This seems so cool.
Yeah, and what part appealed to you most? Was it just the game, or did they tell you any of the other pieces that are involved with it?
Part of it was I like the teamwork aspect of like the things I'm in bowling. That's teamwork, and you might not think it is, but it really is.
Anybody communicating with anyone else, sharing information, is a core piece of teamwork, and it's a skill set that'll take you guys far in life. One thing else that'll take you far in life is always acknowledging people if they've done something good for you. So we're going to give you guys a chance to give just a quick shout-out. As an example of a shout-out, I'm going to give a shout-out to all 40 teams participating here, because if you guys were not here, I would be at home this weekend having to do the honey-do list. So I want to thank you guys, and I want to apologize to my wife who's listening now. So now you kind of understand what a shout-out is. So we're going to start down here with Alex. Shout-out.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my parents, who I know are listening right now.
Bailey?
I just give a shout-out to both my parents and my sister. My sisters are helping out with the team since we're such a small team. And my dad has been helping out with the building and ideas of the robot, and it's wonderful.
Excellent. So. And I like the fact that you gave a shout-out to the Suffering Sisters. My boys played treble hockey, and there was that Suffering Sisters Club that just sat in the corner. They had to follow along.
Honestly, I think they like it.
Excellent. So they're future team members. Ben?
I'm sort of following suit here. I want to give a shout-out to both my parents, because without them, I wouldn't be able to even go to this stuff, and I wouldn't be involved with it.
I'm going to do the same. Shout out to my parents, and I want to give a shout out to my brother and Kadisha, who's been staying with us for the last like few months.
Excellent. And then how about sponsors? We'll start back down here with the Team 24 or 2474 sponsors that help you guys.
We'd like to give a shout out to Vickers Engineering, Eagle Technologies, and Barry and Risa, along with our other sponsors.
And Papa?
For us, we'd like to thank NASA, Ford, Parker Hannifin, and Rockwell Automation.
Excellent. And as a distributor for Rockwell Automation, you're welcome. Ray, do we have to thank sponsors probably and take a break?
Yeah, I think we'll take another break here. This is Robotics Roundtable. We are live from the Fieldhouse here at St. Joseph High School. Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Marion Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. Tim, what are we going to be talking about after the break?
Robotics.
Robotics, okay. And if you want to come by and check it out this weekend, stop by the booth here and I'll get you a free ticket to get into the robotics competition this weekend.
You're just going to keep taking credit for the free thing, right?
Yeah, so it's already free, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. One on a Thursday night, Ray Gustafson here, and we are live from the Fieldhouse at St. Joseph High School for a special edition of Robotics Roundtable, being brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. I'm joined by my co-host for Robotics Roundtable, Tim Dunai, and glad to have Bradford Insurance on board. Scott's always been a friend of robotics, right?
Scott has been a great friend of robotics. We We do LEGO League events, First Tech Challenge. Let's put it this way. Anytime there's a first robotics event of any level, age level, Scott is always there. Scott's a reason to come to the show tomorrow because Scott is the game announcer. He does a fabulous job, lots of energy, and he's just trying to do things in the community, all around great person.
Yeah, and if you come to the competition tomorrow or Saturday, and again, if you stop by the broadcast booth here, I've got tickets to get you in for free to the competition. How much of a discount is that that we're giving
that's,
out?
That's 100% discount 100%. Off of a free ticket, yes.
It's 100% off of free is free. So,
free is yeah. free. Yeah. Free.
Can I stress that enough, Tim, that it's free to come out and check this out? It's all. Give me the hours for tomorrow and Saturday again that you're giving out.
So opening ceremonies are at 10:30 tomorrow. If you want to come mill around beforehand, the pits are open 10:30 till about 8 o'clock roughly. And then I want to say our opening ceremonies are 9:30 on Saturday, and we'll probably go till about 5 o'clock. And I'm going to tell you the afternoon, the elimination rounds of this event will be phenomenal. You will not hear a louder moment at all in any high school gym across the state of Michigan.
Real quick, explain loud. I mean, what's the atmosphere like when you're in the gym with just the people and the noise and there's even costumes?
Deafening is the noise level. I am a judge advisor. There are 15 awards that are given out. Five of those awards have to do with the actual robot itself, and then there's a couple that teams apply for specifically, but there's about seven awards that are given out based upon gracious professionalism we talked about, creativity, team spirit. Teams get crazy. There's dancing. There's mascots. This is like going to that wedding where we play all the 80s and 70s. You know that stuff you got on the cassette tape in the car?
Yeah, no, 8-track.
There you go. Yeah. That music gets played, and you've got kids are up and dancing, and anybody, kids get up, parents get up, mentors, these guys. Any dancers here? Mara?
I got one, yeah. It's a hip-hop dance. It's great.
There we go.
What's it like, what's competition like? I mean, what's the atmosphere? I know Tim and I were just talking about it, but what's it like for during competition? What's it feel like for you guys?
So it's, when you're competing, it's really stressful, and you're like, oh, the drive team needs to do this. The drive team needs to do that. But
and the drive team is the people on the floor
yeah.
responsible. Okay.
Yeah. And then when you're not competing, it's really cool just to watch the other teams and be like, oh, that's a cool way of doing that. That's a cool way of accomplishing that.
And teams cheering for each other. I mean, because you're part of these alliances, so you don't just come and just cheer for your team. So Pawpaw, who is in normal sports, you know, like in basketball or football, who's the biggest rival for you guys?
For Pawpaw, I'm not really sure. I'm not really big into sports, but I know I play tennis, and usually it's Allegan. We usually just go at it head and head with Allegan.
So if an Allegan team is here, generally you'll find that you're cheering for that team versus how you normally would at another sport, correct?
Exactly.
And that's a part of this cooperation, the gracious professional. It's just having fun. I think everyone kind of lets their guard down and they just really enjoy the environment. We want to talk a little bit. We talked a little bit here at the break, the opportunities that are provided here. We talked with Ben Luckett earlier, who's attending Kettering, and how FIRST was a spark for him, provided a scholarship for him to attend Kettering University. And then what you guys may be looking at, because we said we had three seniors and a junior here. So what you're looking at, you're taking away when you start talking about your career and the next move. We're going to start down here at the end. Alex?
As I continue my education, I hope to become a software engineer or computer scientist.
And how did being a part of FIRST either help or direct you right down that path, or maybe say, you know what, you need to think of something different?
During my freshman year, I took some computer science courses, and that really sparked my interest. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to join robotics team until this year, but it has definitely helped me make a decision that software engineering is definitely where I want to go.
So it kind of helped confirm what you were thinking?
Correct.
All right, and then Bailey, how about you?
Right now I'm in the position of having to choose between, I got a lot of stuff I want to do and I'm not sure what I want to do.
Right.
And when I went here, I was like, all right, I want to drive, which I get to do with Jasper and Donovan down there, which is on our team, and program and build and everything. And I learned a couple lessons. At first, there were some important people there to introduce, and one of the people that showed up there told me about that is very important to realize that it is much more efficient and much more productive to have a strong group of people, each specialized in to do something. So here, I just got to enjoy building.
Okay.
And because we're a small team, I have a couple of things. But
so you guys wear multiple hats, but you also then have a great understanding for, I've got my specialty, but us working together, when we have six people, and if two people don't show up, that's a good portion of the team that's not showing up. So you all kind of have to be self-reliant, but you also do depend upon each other, and you know, that's a great, you know, that helps to enhance the team. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, it's very fair to say. And it's definitely, if you don't know what you want to do, it's a place to go, and it's a place to learn.
And part of what I'm thinking about is, like, Ben, I think about this as there's always opportunity. There's an opportunity to learn a new skill set, and sometimes to even, instead of just be the student, to be somebody who teaches. So maybe talk a little bit about what you've done with FIRST, how this may affect what you want to do continuing on.
So with FIRST, I'm one of the team captains this year, so I've sort of enhanced my leadership skills. And then I've also been teaching Mara here how to do wiring and electronics, and so she can continue on after I go on to college. And so it's kind of made me realize that I want to do something like leadership in the future. And then just robotics in general has, it's sort of made me think, yeah, I want to do something STEM related after I get out of high school. And so I'm thinking about doing audio engineering.
Okay. And then we're going to probably finish up here with Mara. How do you feel now that Ben's passed the torch to you for leadership?
So I have a little bit of leadership experience because I helped lead the team a little bit this year. But I'm really going to take over next year along with our other co-captain. I think there's going to be some bumps as we still try to figure out how to lead ourselves. But I think overall, I think our team's going to do pretty good.
Okay. Tim, you want to thank the team for coming out tonight?
I want to thank you guys. You guys did an awesome job, and I'm looking forward to see what you guys and everyone else does the rest of the weekend, and we really want you to come visit us.
All right, come on out here to St. Joseph High School and check out the robotics competition. This is Robotics Roundtable, a special edition on News Talk 94.9 WSJM, brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. This is Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.